we in Donegal don't have any detox beds. What we have is 10 treatment beds, which are based in White Oaks in Donegal. And I know that, you know, anecdotally, if people contact me, that there's a real need for detox beds here in Donegal for people with alcohol and drug issues. And whilst I accept that, you know, some alcohol detox can be dealt with by the GPs and local supports, the real detox beds that for people who have chronic drug issues are not available. And this is something that I'm really concerned about.
And in reality, these people have to travel elsewhere for treatment.
Yeah, and that's it. And when you're dealing with somebody who has a very complex drug issue, you need to plan their treatment, and you need to be able to have a program in place. And the fact that we don't have any detox beds here in Donegal can work against that. And they also now, what we had with COVID this last 12 months, people can't really travel outside of their area where they live. And other areas around the country are a bit reluctant to take in clients from outside of their natural catchment area. So there's a double whammy here for people who need help and support. So what I was looking and drawing attention to the HSE and CHO area that we're in is that we need to be looking at and investing in detox beds here in Donegal for the people of Donegal. There's serious problems here in Donegal. And we've seen in recent discoveries of drugs and et cetera, and the surveys that have been done around alcohol, that there's real supports needed, and the 10 treatment beds in White Oaks is not going to address those issues. And what I'm calling on the HSE to do is to invest more here in local detox beds for people who live in Donegal so they don't have to travel right across the country. And I think COVID has really exaggerated that and shone a light on it. So hopefully the HSE will listen to what they're asking for.
One can only imagine that somebody that is suffering from either drug or alcohol addiction would fare better by being treated on their own doorstep effectively.
Of course they would. You know, as I say, it's a very complex issue. It's not something you just wake up in the morning and think, oh, I need to go to detox and get help here, and you can just lift the phone. That's not available. And the support workers and the people in profession, they have to plan someone's treatment. And as I said, it's very complex at times. There's various drugs and alcohol at times also used. So it's not as simple that it's going to the GP or a local support group or organisation. What's needed is proper facilities and proper detox beds, and they need to be located here in the county where there is a demand. And as I said, COVID really shone a light on that, where people who were in need of that help and support and need of them detox beds, they weren't available not only here in this county, but they were less available across the state because of the COVID restrictions.